That's right, from Mushin to Okoko, down to Ekpe, bringing down to Shogotedo, moving down to Aja, and then you take on that particular road. There's so many places to mention. Is it VGC, or should I mention Igboifong? Should I mention where again? Jakonde, or where should I mention? Lekki Phase 1, and all the roundabouts along that road, down to Zumbembadu Way, and getting on the Third Mainland Bridge. Before then, of course, you talk about the Lagos Island, the very famous Lagos Island, with a lot of stories and happenings over there. One day we'll spend some time to do just Lagos Island as a topic, but hey, we are not stopping there. Getting to the mainland, touching on every part of the city of Lagos. That's what we do every morning when we come on the radio. We try to have the feel of Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos with Vetekes.
There you have it. Welcome, Lagos. Check, your time is 10 past 10. And today is the 22nd of November, 2021. It's a Monday, a fresh week. How are you doing? We hope that you are sound, you're well, you're healthy, you are awake, you are alive. We really hope that you are in the right frame of mind this morning. Really hope that you are happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things, the importance of the mind is that everything starts from there. Mm-hmm. You know, what you start thinking becomes your reality, because true, before long you start saying what you think. And having control of the mind is very important, because the mind itself has its own mind. So sometimes you allow your mind to just wander around, it creates its own thoughts, its own experience, and it becomes your reality. That's
true,
right.
That. But we hope that you are thinking positive thoughts. We hope that you have the right frame of mind this morning, alive and awake and ready to achieve great things and big things for the week. It's What's Up Lagos. The first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos, where that you will call us up and tell us what is going on around your area. How was your weekend? Yeah. Do you want to tell us about it? Mm-hmm. Did you go for an Owambe? And then shout out to those who got married over the weekend. Yeah. Welcome to the married hood, or the marriage hood.
Yeah. <There's> a, congratulations.
Is there a word like that?
It should be.
But, I mean, welcome. And then we pray that you have a blessed home. We pray that it's going to be the beginning for pleasant and beautiful happenings and experiences in your life henceforth.
Amen to
that. That's right. And then the second hour of the show, it's a family talk. Today is a halftime for family talk as usual, but we always know that we have a part two tomorrow. So yeah, we have another striking conversation. We have another conversation that we need to have on the family talk today. So keep it a date and a time on that one.
11 o'clock is the time. Don't forget that. And then for those who like to be a part of a broadcast, we have created multiple channels through which you can communicate with us, or to contribute to our topics, contribute to our conversations. You can either call us, and the numbers haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. It looks like WhatsApp is down for now.
Okay. Let's see. As soon as that gets up, because maybe the course of the show, you could send your WhatsApp messages. Get down the number.
Okay.
All right, 0809-597-5805.
I was going to say that we are on social media as well.
Yes, Nigeria Info 99.3, that's on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. We'll be streaming live from 11 o'clock. So guys, welcome to World of Greatness. This is Lagos. Listening to your dependable companion, your reliable source of information, the place where the positive energy never stops. And this is What's Up Lagos with Vetekes, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are
Vetekes. Right. Welcome, Lagos. You want to tell us what is going on around your area this morning? Feel free to do that. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-71190. And I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins.
Do you know what they took for us? Or do you know what they have here? What they have here? My people also like that.
Teke. Ah, it felt good to take that pause.
It felt good to keep people waiting.
No, it really felt really good.
To keep people waiting.
However you look at it, you look charming as always.
Ah.
Today's sound is just, you know, entering my eye.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this something else you're thinking?
I could be thinking anything I want to think because my mind.
All right. Well, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
How you feel? Are you gingered?
I feel great. I feel beautiful to be a part of people's lives and impact them positively, you know, by talking. Some say it's just talking, but it's much more than that.
Yeah.
It is the spirit, the attitude. It's also the energy that we bring on the air.
True
That's what that. makes it special indeed.
Great, great. The phone lines are buzzing.
Uh-huh. We're going to continue our conversation today on some matters that are rising. But hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Kentucky. What's up, Lagos?
Jess! Jess alive!
Welcome.
There's no more.
Hi.
Ooh, yeah.
To call us back if you can.
Mm-hmm.
0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello? Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Morning. I'm happy to call this morning. This is my first time calling.
Wow. Welcome indeed.
Come on the line.
Hi,
welcome to Kuba.
Yeah, please, I have the emergency. Since yesterday, there is a dead man in the front of my house.
Whoa.
And I've tried to call the emergency call. It's like they are just, you know, postponing. I don't know, maybe they are doing anything about it. But I just need to quickly, you know, pass the information to Nigeria Info. Okay. If there is any help they can, you know, help do. Number 32, are they doing push-up fair? My truck.
All right.
The man is still there now.
Okay.
Before the street will turn to another thing.
Number 32, okay.
Yes, number 32.
Kosofer.
The landmark is BRT Bosobat, my truck.
All right.
Ajelogo Street.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Ajelogo.
Ajelogo. Yes.
And it's not an unidentifiable corpse, is what you're saying?
No, nothing. We can't even identify. The man was, I think, he's all this old, you know, old man. He was just passing by. I don't know.
Wow.
When I came back from church yesterday, I saw him sleeping on the floor, thinking that maybe he's just resting. So when I came back from the house fellowship, I found out that it's like the man is not even shaking at all. I need to kick him, and he's not responding. Pour water on him. I need to call the attention of people around.
All right.
So, and the man is still there now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that information.
We'll get that information to the appropriate bodies to do something about that immediately.
Number 32, Ade Doyin Koshofer, mile 12, Ajelogo. Saying that the BRT bus stop is at mile 12, it's the landmark. So please, emergency management agency, that's an emergency on 32 Ade Doyin Koshofer, mile 12, and you've got to do something about that. More calls coming in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. How are you?
We are fine.
I like your program, oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just alive. Welcome.
Just alive. Welcome.
Wow.
I like my program. People are wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless both of you.
Amen. Man. What's your name, sir?
My name is Donatus.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, he's gone. I was going to ask where he's calling from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello. All right, 0700-993-993-993. And then a female-only line is 01465-7190.
Yeah, that's right. We are continuing a conversation we started last weekend with, we didn't have enough time to hear from Lagosians about it. It has to do with customer service experience around Lagos, whether in the supermarket or wherever, the cinemas or the regular market or the bank.
Online stores.
Mm. Your interaction with customer service personnel or representatives, whether via the phone.
Yes.
You know, I complained about the fact that you could call the customer service and representative and then it takes you some minutes and your airtime is burning. Mm. It's burning and it's going. And then they come on board and then by the time they start talking, okay, they're just, I think they're automated. there's no interaction, no conversation. We listen to customer service in other countries, in other climes. You know, they talk to you like they really want to help.
Yeah. Like they're talking to a fellow human being like themselves. Like, you know, I want to be able to call a customer care attendant and I hear things like, hello, good morning. And then the other person on the other side says, hello, good morning. And the first person who calls says, hi, my name is Andrea. How are you doing this morning? This morning. And the other person says, oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Okay, then do you have a burning need that you want me to attend to? You know, let's be cordial. Let's not talk like we're talking to a robot who is behind the phone.
Thank you for calling this over.
You are even saying it's... Good morning. Hello, good morning. My name is Tetolo. Can you tell me what you would like me to do for you? And then the other person says, hey, good morning.
And then the girl will come and like, okay, you're saying that. You are saying what?
No enthusiasm. Are you not happy that I am calling you? Or are you angry that I called?
No, that was sounding as if somebody, there's a gun in your head. Like, if you talk, I shoot you, you know. But that's just one of them. There are so many areas of customer service that we need to look into, especially in Lagos. I mean, life in Lagos is different from life anywhere else in Nigeria. And I could say in the world, you know, there are similar experiences. But Lagos is just so different.
Yeah.
You know, pricing... the life, to earn a living in Lagos is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So the least that one can get is perfect customer service.
True
at
that.
Least something close to something that will make you feel like, you know.
You want to come back.
I'm spending this money with sweat like this, but, you know, I'm smiling to do it. So the level of, poor customer service in our Lagos state and around the city of Lagos is alarming.
True.
And that's why we said, look, let's hear from Lagosians. Perhaps we are the ones just thinking in our heads. Maybe your experience has not been that way.
Or a case of you bought something. You know what, how they say what I ordered versus what I got.
Oh.
And then you now want to call the customer service to explain that you order for something and this is what you are getting. Now, the way they will talk to you when you just want to purchase is different from the way they will talk to you when you have purchased.
Uh-huh.
And what you purchased was not what you had in mind to purchase.
It looks as if, you know, once you've paid, it's done and dusted.
Uh-uh.
On to the next.
On to the next one.
But, you know, service is complete after feedback. You know, just like communication, it's not complete without feedback. Imagine if we came on the radio, we're talking about everything without having you talk to us. It would be just us talking to ourselves.
That's right.
That's a feedback. It's important.
I think one more call and we go on a break. Hello? 0700-993-993-993. I'm not sure we have time for that one. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tai, calling from Magodo, GRE.
Welcome,
Tai.
Yes, please, I have an experience I would like to share. If I don't know if you can take my... I can take your little time.
We need to go on a break. Can you hold on the call?
Okay. Yeah, maybe like 30 seconds or 1 minute. Is that okay?
30 seconds quickly.
Okay, I purchased a data of 5,000 Naira, which is 20 gig from MTN.
Okay.
And without applying for auto renewal, they pick another 5,000 Naira.
Wow.
And I'm called in to explain to them that why are they doing this. The customer care representative was telling me that it's not begging me, or maybe I don't know what it's not. No, okay, he called me that he's calling not to beg me, but to just explain to me. And I told him that if that 5,000 naira is not reversed within 24 hours, that I don't mind spending 1 million naira to fire a case against the MTN.
Wow.
So before you know one thing, the guys started calling, everyone started calling. They have to reverse the money. Till 12 a.m., they're still calling to apologize to me.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you for sharing your experience. We need to go on a break quickly. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Get set.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's 10:32 on the clock. And yes, we're still the feel of Lagos ongoing right now on What's Up Lagos. You want to tell us your customer service experience. Has it been, have you experienced the worst of the worst? The worst of the worst, where that, you know, you're just really super upset. How dare you talk to me? I'm happy your business. And then you speak to me that way. Have you had such experience?
Well, recently I called the bank to rectify some things. It was a weekend, so I couldn't go to the bank. And first of all, I spent like 2 minutes or more, you know, waiting, listening to repeated promos, and my airtime was burning. And then after that, the call came on. And then we started talking, the guy just boring, saying, yes, yeah, thank you for calling, blah, 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 blah. And then before you know it, he just went off. And I checked, I had airtime. You know, I spent a lot of airtime already, but I just waited. I tried again, you know, someone else is going to pick. And the second time, I had to tell the guy, I said, look, the last time he went off, and I don't want to keep calling and waiting. So can you call me back just in case the network affects this? The guy didn't even respond to that. He didn't even say anything about that. He just went on, repeated the same questions that the previous guy had asked. And my airtime was burning. But hey, and then the second time, he went off again. The third time.
And it wasn't your fault this time.
It wasn't
time.
My fault. There was my fault. It just went off. Mm. And you know, I was not frustrated. Who do I complain to? All right, if I go to the bank, what would they tell me? How about the pain? The discomfort that has caused at that time.
Yeah.
Nobody pays for that. And everybody feels that one is not a problem. And I said that because I think that even our attitude towards demanding for what we deserve has to change.
Okay.
You cannot just ignore it in a minor thing. Before you know it, it becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, it grows to the point where it is now a habit.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're experiencing.
True. I mean, I also feel bad for the guy who, you know, he's 5,000 naira.
Mm.
You know how they zap the money when you did not, you know, subscribe to that.
If it be your last.
You know. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just the life.
Yes, live. Collins, this is Mike. I sent you a message on Instagram and you said you were going to see me. It's really, really urgent. We really need help.
Go. You're on radio now. Go ahead and say what.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, there's a group of people. There's some certain people in my area, in Badore.
Yeah.
What they do is that they import drugs, they bring the drugs, then I change the packaging.
Okay.
Yeah, we took them to the police station.
Okay.
To Nigerian police station, Banti.
Okay.
Do you know that they released them without even coming to the house to confiscate all those things? We have video of them. We have video of the drugs, everything. And now the policeman is even telling us that they are highly connected.
Hmm.
You understand? So this is my... We have two options. Is it a...
Hello?
All right.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Either we go public, getting people like you to help us, or we take laws into our hands. There are refrigerators, everything there, everything. You can come and see. I have videos. We videoed it. I was the landlady.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, he has sent me a message, like a Save a Soul SOS message to me on Instagram, saying that, look, explaining just exactly what he explained. That, some guys are producing fake drugs, repackaging it, of course, obviously, you know, NAFDAC, and then, you know, they're selling it. And they are worried. They said Badore area. They're worried about that. And they caught them, took them to the police, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
And later they were released. And he said that a report from the police that, look, they're highly connected.
and so they're back to producing.
They're back to normal business. Now, that's not the only one. I believe that there are a lot of people doing such things, not necessarily in drugs, but such things in Lagos. So that points again to the question of regulation. Who is supposed to be doing this? Mm. Someone is actually not doing their job.
Absolutely.
Or someone is actually collecting some bribe, you know, to make this happen. So thanks for bringing that to public notice. You've done what you needed to do. And like I told him that we're going to investigate and also get back to him. He said it on radio. And this calling on the general public and also the well-meaning Nigerians indeed to step into that. And I also advise him to, they shouldn't relent. You've gone to the police, you have evidence, you should have to go back. Yeah. Maybe go to another police station.
Yeah.
You know, make that complaint. Maybe you should go to the commissioner's office or maybe to the NAFDAC office. Mm-hmm. All right? NAFDAC, I think NAFDAC should be able to take it up from there. That's what it should do.
True.
Because that's if the police cannot establish a crime, then they can allow them to go. I don't know how that happened, but hey, go to NAFDAC also and report. And he's also calling of NAFDAC to investigate Badogo area, and as it were. Thank you for that information.
All right. Hello. Hello.
What's up, Lagos? I need to do that. My name is Collins. Okay.
That's your name?
My name is Tomisi. I'm calling from Lucky.
Welcome, Tomisi.
This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight champion. Okay. It's good to be on air. I've been trying since morning, though.
Great to know that you are finally here.
I just have to put that to pass through the bad energy.
Mm-hmm.
For a good week now.
Absolutely.
Madam, how you doing? Good morning. I'm still trying to catch up my breath.
Great.
Lucky is cool and calm.
Right.
Some traffic anyway. Little traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So the area is good. Nice. Hopefully the week is going to be better.
That's beautiful, man. Have a splendid day and a great week ahead. I love that energy. It was always an opportunity for you to like let loose, or let out all those negative energies or thoughts, and then attract only the positive energy, because you need that in your life right now.
You actually really do. And then we're talking customer service experience. Have you had a very terrible experience and then you want to share with us? Let's shake and break some tables, if you like. Tell us how that you either have had good experience or not so good experience. Most of the time it's a not so good experience.
Absolutely.
Hello. Hi. Okay. Hello. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I'm very happy with the program. As the work.
Thank you.
So my experience is with the Zenith Bank. Let me call the name of the bank.
Okay.
2019. They collected my money twice. I go to POS to collect 3,000. The woman charged me 150. That's 3,150.
All right.
They didn't pay, so I try it again. The same thing. So I went to complain. It takes 3 months before the reverse one.
Okay.
From that 2019, May 4th, till today, the other 3,150, they haven't returned it.
Wow.
Okay, I went to the customer care. Say, it's 2 years now, I should forget it. So they have taken down my money.
Wow.
Then last month, I sent 2,000. To my wife, they credited my account. My wife never received the money.
Wow.
Now, I went to my banker. He forwarded it to the headquarters. Since then, they haven't returned the money. That one is 2,000. The 5,000, my wife went to collect. They didn't pay. They deducted my money. But luckily for me now, they restored that 5,000 last week. But the remaining 2,000, that one is on voicemail.
Wow.
Then I wanted to transfer money. I pressed a Stanbic Bank instead of Sterling Bank. The person name is Moses Oladipupo. Up to today, Sterling Bank never returned the money to me. So I don't know, this is my experience, whether you people can help me to tell Zenith Bank to return my money to me. Thank you, my answer.
Thank you very much. Well, that's why we're having this conversation, not just to hear your experience, also see how, you know, we can find help. But the truth is, banks have to do more. And most times, if you don't hear from them, you might think that is their fault, without knowing that you also missed a thing or two.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive! Wow!
Let me start. Say women first, okay? Ladies first. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you too?
I love your voice, okay?
Ah, thank you.
And my brother in the house. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You love her voice.
You shouldn't love my voice. What are you trying to do?
I don't know. Why are you laughing? Is that a question? Is it yes or no? You love her voice.
Don't be jealous, okay?
No. I just say you love her voice. I just need to say that again. You love her voice.
Andre.
Yes.
Okay. I love you.
Okay, hey, your move from voice to love her. Okay,
I pity you.
Left hand.
I don't pass the office now, so you can't even catch me.
Oh my!
I want to appreciate both of you. I yesterday told Colin, let me tell something. My wife was reported yesterday. There was this lovely hair she made yesterday.
Okay.
And after making it, she now dressed one gorgeous dress yesterday. Colin, do you know that I was coming back home with the traffic and everything? I didn't even know. My wife was showing me all the sides, all the front, even following me around. I did not take note. Do you know what she told me today? My wife was telling me yesterday that, look, I was even turning around. Only all the whole
picture.
I can even see my hair. I didn't even take notes.
Chai. Oh, goodness.
I said, you know what? Lagos traffic is too hard for me. I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you. That was the only way I can just persuade her because I know what she was trying to mean yesterday.
So what are you going to tell her now? Let's say she's listening or not. What are you going to are you going to appreciate her hair and her now?
Yeah, I will. She has a lovely nail.
Wow.
Lovely. I've had everything. She's so lovely.
Wow.
See, this morning, like, I kissed her eyes, kissed her nose, kissed her ear, kissed every part of her body. I said that you are lovely. I love you.
That's so sweet, man, Joseph. Thank you so much for calling and have a splendid day.
Keep it up. I'm with you here. Thumbs up, both of you.
Thank you, Joseph.
Wow.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. You want to call us up right now? You can do that. The female only line is 01-465-7190. Do you want to tell us your customer service experience?
Absolutely.
We have Victory. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, Peke.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
Okay. I don't know how to. Today is Monday. I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
So I actually want to. I don't know. Should I call it a complaint or something?
Okay.
On a norm, according to the introduction, the instructions, boat is on the go. Uber is on the go. Yeah. You're ready. You come out. You make your order. The car comes, pick you up, and you leave.
Yeah.
But we've gotten scenarios where a client will order you, and that is the time the person is getting up from the bed to go and take a bath. Do you understand? That's the time the person is getting up from the bed. I had two complications today. I had to wait for 10, 15 minutes, and this client is not just, I'm still telling me, give me 5 minutes.
Wow.
So that already messed my day up. But I'm trying to pay. I had to go home, relax for a while.
Mm.
Then I'm heading out now to start the day afresh. Let me just be, I'm starting properly the day. You understand?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's really challenging for us because we are rendering services, and it's more like we're treated like we're nobody. So I don't know if there's any way you can address that, because I know many of them are listening.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so much, Victory, for sharing. It's not the first time that we've had this experience. I won't lie, sometimes well, you know, it's management.
Yeah.
Sometimes there was one day, I don't know if I can say this, I was ready already, and then nature called. Just when I was ready, nature called immediately. And I had to answer the call of nature. You know? And when I came out, because of that, I had to shower again. And then, you know, it took a while. This is my personal experience. When I stepped out, the first thing I told the guy was, man, he was still there. I was like, the fact that you didn't end it means that you've already shown some kind of patience. I said, please, I'm really sorry. Apologies. XYZ happened. That's why I kept you here. And I'm really, really sorry. What we're going on, I kept apologizing to the point where the guy was almost like, no problem. You know, stuff like that. And when I left, I tipped the person. So sometimes it's not even in the act itself. It's how you react.
Manage or how you handle it. Because at first you're already at fault for keeping him waiting. You know, some people would have said in your situation, right, that you should have at least cancelled and reordered.
To cancel and reorder.
Yeah.
Nature was calling. There was no time to
I know
to
you would give an excuse. You will use. It's not you. You will want to justify.
So guys, don't keep your, you know, the boat drivers or the Uber drivers waiting. Oh yeah, e-hailing drivers waiting.
Please. And then it goes both ways as well.
So
don't keep your riders waiting as well.
Absolutely. And that question of good morning, where are you? Please.
Mom, where are we going to?
It's only my father that used to ask me that question. My mom, where are you? Where are you as a house? Where are you?
And then where are you going to?
Oh my God.
Hello,
Moses.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
My complaint this morning is about my bank.
Okay.
Which is the bank. I was home morning, I think that is June.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time with my ATM, so the first one was 30K, the second one 30K, the third one 30K, then this one, he counted that is not that is not bring the money out, just count and stop. Then next thing that I saw, they put my bag, the ATM put my card. So they debit me. But they debit me, that is 30K.
All right.
They debit me 30K. And I went, after, I thought they would revise the money. After a day, 2 days, I went to report for them that look at what happened. They say it's not their fault that they cannot do anything, that I withdraw the money. I said, no, I didn't withdraw the money. The money canceled and stopped, and my ATM come out. Nothing, I didn't take the money. Nothing like anything, money did not come out. It's only the first and second and the fourth. They said, I called my bank manager. My bank manager said that we will not do anything that is there. If they say that I take the money, which means I take the money. I said, no, I didn't take the money. Since that time, I will throw on all the money that is there. Since that time, I haven't put any money there. GCB accepts that. So that is my complaint. I don't know. Each time I remember the incident, I know. I see pain and I see. I don't know how to
do this. I think you should go to another branch, all right? And just try and go to another branch and explain yourself. Let them understand that, yes, you withdrew some part of it, but the last one did not get to you. Usually what they do is they're going to investigate. It takes sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes longer or shorter. They investigate, write the bank, and they have to check cameras and things like that, because I've had that experience. So it takes a while. So you might need to go back again and convince them to let them do the investigation and then get your money back. All right.
All right. Thank you for sharing your experience. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Just Alive! Welcome.
Good morning,
good morning, good morning. Good morning to you. Wow, I love that energy. Don't we love it?
Thanking God for life. It's another week in the pandemic.
Yep.
All life.
Mm-hmm. That's the attitude.
My driver, this is Kelvin calling from Maryland.
All right. Welcome, Kelvin.
You said something last time. Sometimes we need to know where the passengers are.
Okay.
Because most people...
Minutes past out of 11. Welcome back to Vatekis on Air, right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Like you heard, it's time for the family talk, and we bring you the biggest family conversation. And like Andrea mentioned earlier, we have yet another, use the word, I've forgotten the word you used earlier when you're talking about the kind of topic. We have another, okay, beautiful topic to treat the family talk. Why did I forget it? Oh, come on.
Did I say striking?
Striking, that's the word. Yeah, another striking conversation, yes, or topic about the family to discuss today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do not forget that the conversation was streamed live. And for those who want to join us on our socials, you know where to go to. And if you want to call us as a lady, the number is 01465-7190. And if you are a man, you want to call us on 0700-993-993-993.
Right. So today on the Family Talk, we want to examine your view on family values. Should they be strict? Or should they be flexible?
Strict or flexible?
Should they be strict or should they be flexible?
And someone is asking, what's family value? Do I even know what family value is? What does it stand for in this point in time? Some people do not even know what a family value is.
Yeah.
What does it represent?
Well, are you asking me that?
It was a rhetorical question, but you could answer it.
All right. So basically, I don't think that there are people who don't understand what family values are or what a family value is. Mm. Family value should probably be, or is, right, your principle, the principles that guide your family system. Mm. And it differs for different family.
Yeah.
Right. They're just... principles that are set, guidelines that are set, what we... For instance, right, if you're in a family where they take friendship seriously, they take friendship as a value. Mm. It's inculcated into the family system where that, you know, they have extended family comes to the house to eat and
friends.
Have a good they have family friends, you know, and they have that as a value.
Yeah.
So even if that person leaves that home to another set of homes, to another, you know, they still carry friendship as a value because it's something they learned in that family system. So every family has a value
that they
live by.
Now, taking a cue from what you said, value family, a friendship as a family value. Now imagine someone who doesn't like friends. You're born into a family that has friendship as a value.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might want to ask a question, okay, that's where the question of should family values be strict or flexible?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have someone who is not in tune with your kind of value, with the kind of family value as a person, because we have different personalities.
Yeah.
You know, should we be forced into our family values or should it be flexible?
Yeah.
And I guess that's where our topic and our question is coming in today.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lagos, having said that, I want to believe that you have an understanding of where we're going with this conversation. We have a list of other questions to ask you today as we proceed on this discourse on the show.
Another family value would be also when it comes to career.
Mm-hmm.
Where that in that family, they're all career people.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot, if it's a system where it is not flexible, where it is strict, you hear things from the father saying that
you can't come and be a business person. You cannot be a business person. When? You must be a career person.
You know, you have to, whether you want to be a nurse, a doctor.
You must be a career person. So that's a system, a family value system where that it is strict, right? And I don't know, but I just want to hear from, or we just want to hear from you today. Do you think that a family system or a family value system should be flexible or strict? And if it is any of both, what are the negative impacts or positive impacts if you're either being flexible or you're either being strict with your family values? And have you experienced any as well? Where that was it flexible for you? Where that your parents, right? Because I think that the parents are the ones who instill these values into the family. Whether your parents were free, were flexible with the values, where it is okay for you to be you, it's okay for you to, you know, be expressive in this part of the world or in this era, right? Where that things are evolving, where that you can even choose your gender.
There's wokeness.
Right. So have you experienced such a thing like that? Was it flexible for you or was it strict?
Big question. And we also want to find out what your family values are or where are. I said where is eyes and are. So what are your family values generally? Do you know your family values? How have they impacted you as a person? Now, how was it enforced? Was it strict or was it flexible? And if it was strict, how did that impact you? If it was flexible, how did that impact you? Were there values, so to speak, that you did not sit well with you when you were growing up? I mean, you were in your family, you were like, no, I don't think, you don't consider value, but the family placed a lot of value on it. So we'd like to know your experience as a person. We all belong to a family. Nobody fell from the tree, however it is. So let's talk about this. The all lines right. are buzzing.
Your lines are buzzing indeed. 0700-993-993-993. And this one's for women. 01465-7190.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Yes. Welcome.
Good morning, Detekers. This is Fortune.
Hi, welcome. Hi, Fortune.
Welcome.
Thank you. So all of the things that you guys had talked about this morning, I kind of have an experience on all three. Yes, okay. Customer service, family, values.
Okay.
And then that Uber topic. Yes, I'm going to touch on that. So first of all, the one you're talking about, now, family values. So personally, I feel values might be strict or loose depending on the impact or the benefits. Okay. To individuals in the family. Should I say, for instance, religion? There are families who hold high or who take religion seriously, maybe Christian or Muslim. There are certain activities or certain things you should not participate in because of your beliefs. So I think for values in the family, it depends. It really depends on the impact.
Okay.
So you're not saying it should be flexible. You're not saying it should be strict, but it depends
it
on what
flexible,
kind of.
It can be strict. It depends. So a family wouldn't have just one value.
You'd
have values of different aspects of life.
Absolutely.
So there are some that may be strict. There are some that may be flexible, depending on the impact on the individual in that family.
Okay.
Well said.
Well said indeed.
Yes. Then customer service. I have been a customer service expert for, say, 5 to 7 years now. Yes.
Wow.
So I've worked for 5 years plus, but I've been out of the office environment for maybe a year and thereabout.
Okay.
As a customer service agent, I have my experience.
Okay.
As well as a customer, I also have my experience.
Okay.
While I was working, you'd have certain customers call you. So these companies have processes, which certain customers may not understand. However, I think it's the duty of the customer service expert to inform the customer appropriately. I had one time a customer bought an item and then called like 3 months later to say the item is not working and she would like to return. I sympathize with her. I'm sorry to know that this item is not working. However, I'm sorry to inform you that the item has passed our return policy time frame. However, We have service centers where you can have it checked to probably have it fixed. So depending on the nature of the problem or the issue with the item, you may be charged a minimal fee. I'm not certain, but I can give you the details on how you can go about it. And then this customer went like, do you know that this thing can pay your salary? She was just all and all and all. I had to keep quiet and allow her. In the customer service team, I allowed her rant and all of that.
Okay.
Well, I still calmly, being an expert, I calmly informed her on what she was, what we could help her with.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. Yeah. Okay. So that is that.
Okay.
Then for Uber, yes, I'm an Uber driver at the moment.
Okay.
So, you, Collins, you said something about
asking the question, where are you?
Exactly. Thank you very much for reminding me. So, from my experience, there are several reasons a driver may ask that question. For me, one, I don't go to places that have bad roads. It's going to affect my car. The trip might end up being a 600 naira or 1,000 naira trip. It won't fix the issue that my cars may develop as a result of going through such routes.
Yeah,
that's one. Two, security. There are places that, as drivers, we've had experiences, or our colleagues have had experiences, and there are red flag areas.
Okay.
That's number two.
Okay.
Number three, of course, I'm on the road to make money. Someone calls me and takes me all the way to Apapa in the morning. I know my day is done. That's the only trip I'll do for that day. So there are certain reasons we would ask.
For me,
those are the three major reasons.
Okay.
I don't want to go to anywhere that the traffic will get me stuck for the whole day. I don't want to go to anywhere that has bad roads. I don't want to go to anywhere that has security concerns. That's that.
So perhaps...
Go ahead quickly
so I can take another call.
Okay, then for the waiting time, yes, the customer that called... The person that called earlier to say, yes, you have been charged for waiting. Let's say, for instance, on Uber, you get charged, I think, about 13 naira per minute. For an hour, if you calculate that, I think it's about 900 naira.
Okay.
For goodness sake, I'll have been on like two or three other trips for that 900 naira.
Okay.
It's not beneficial to me.
Okay.
So, fine, I may wait. 5 minutes is what Uber gives to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
I may wait an extra 5 to 10, even 20, depends on how your conversation is with the customer.
That's right.
It's not a yes or a no situation. So it depends.
All right.
The customer may have called, oh, I'm sorry, I'm stuck in something, I'll be out shortly, just give me a few more minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Not that a customer would just come and be feeling entitled, I'm going to pay you for your wait time now.
Okay.
No more bros or sis. 13 naira is not enough for my mom to...
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. I mean, she took her time to address other topics. But guys, we moved on from those topics. Right now, we're talking about family values. And let's stick to that so that we can take as many calls as possible. We have limited time. It's already 15 minutes gone.
True that. So we're asking, family values, should they be strict or flexible? Hello?
What's your experience? Hello? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Oh, what's up, Lagos? I'm sorry. This is Alainka Isoluwalawa.
Welcome.
Welcome, Alainka.
I'm calling from Ikorodu right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I'm at work.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to contribute to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think the topic is family values.
Mm-hmm.
Should they be rigid or flexible?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, first of all, I would love to define what a family value is. Well, family value is all about family discipline, the standard, the moral value, like the moral stuff like that, you know. So, I think it should be flexible. Of course, it should be flexible. When we're talking about the flexibility of it, we mean it should tend to change. As we know that things are meant to change, things are not meant to be, you know, one-way thing, like something should be done one particular way. For example, when I was growing up, one of our family core value is that, okay, you must always go to church on Sunday. That's my mom. My mom is a Christian. My dad is a Muslim. So she made it so really our priority for everyone to go to church on Sunday, then my dad would always make her to go to mosque, like what's it called, Juma service on Fridays. So when we now do not do things in their own way, then we are actually going to be disciplined for that. Do you understand me?
Okay.
So our dad, we don't actually kneel for my dad. The girls don't kneel for my dad in the morning. You just say the testing, like Salaam alaikum, something like that. But my mom, you need to name the guys need to prostrate. Do you understand? So that's the family value. Do you understand? So when I go outside of the family, then that really actually affected me. It'd be like sometimes I would not even want to or name for the elder ones out there. I would want to accord respect to them. And so one day I was like, oh, I have to do this. Okay, when I'm in one particular situation, I mean institution, then I would need to accord the rightful respect or the rightful greeting to them, not the other way around.
Okay.
Then, one of the family or core value, whatever it is that, okay, we should not tell lies. It's a value. It's a discipline. Okay. So we should not tell that. For example, my mom would always scold her when she noticed that, oh, what meat is missing from our quarter soup. So we will never deny it. We will never deny it. If we were the one that actually, you know, stole it, then she would just make us, she just correct us. Rather than, you know, I think you do really understand what I mean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We totally do. She made her point.
Yeah.
Whether it should be strict or not, say that we, more or less, I would take from there that well, there are those that should be strict, others that are not. But she was saying that being strict affected her somehow.
Yeah.
And that means she's suggesting that perhaps they should be more flexible.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you, let me ask you, right?
Yeah.
A situation where your child, mm-hmm. You are not, I don't know you.
Okay.
A situation where that's your...
Somebody's child.
walks up to the person and says, I know that, because at some point, right, we go through what we call the identity crisis, how that we want to now find out for ourselves, these values that were instilled by our parents, are they really the values that I want to live by?
Yeah.
Are they really the belief system that I want to continue with?
That's right.
And then this child walks up to you and tells you, I don't want to be a Christian. I love what I see with the Hindus and I want to continue with that now. Are you going to be free or flexible with that, knowing that all the while
you have taught Christianity,
you have taught him, you know, you have taught him the belief system of, you know, being a Christian?
That is why it's good to have information about, if you, as much as you can, about other things. You know, other religions, know about them. Not because you want to follow, just know about them.
Yeah.
So that you can make your decision based on that. Not just, because we have a mindset that over the years, you know, what you've been instilled, you just hold on to it. That's all you know. You don't care about any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do not know anything about Hinduism and you walk up to me and say, look, I want to go into Hinduism. First of all, you give me some time to find out a thing or two and bring up my pointers and you know, see how it's going to be a conversation.
Yeah.
So I'll find out that. And then secondly, I'll give you an opportunity to sell whatever it is you give me a reason.
Yeah.
We'll have a conversation. The reason you're telling me is not to inform me, right? It's to get my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when you tell me that, and then I'll go ahead and you know, have a conversation with you. And then if I have my own strong points, we see how we can convince each other. If you are adamant about it, it will be on record that we had that conversation and this is where we went. Because the truth is, trying to insist on what a person should be and choose, at the end of the day, everybody's head is on their neck. You know, as a parent, it's tough for you to see, but at the end of the day, your head is on your neck. So I'm tilting towards being flexible about values, because at the end of the day, they're still going to make that decision by themselves.
Yes, because I mean, we're only responsible for them, or we're only responsible as parents, we're only responsible for them for a certain level, right? Or certain age. When they get to a certain age where they're free enough and grown enough to make decisions for themselves, some of the values that you have instilled, be it in belief system, be it with attitude, be it with morals, be it with, you know, there'll be a point where that child might want to say, I'm going to go this way.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Daddy, what's up? I love Andrella. Don't be jealous, though. I know when God say I love the world.
All
that
right.
is the type of love we are giving Andrella.
All right.
Thank you.
God
thank
you for the love. From you, you know?
Thank
we
you.
Have already given her to you. All the time, you know, experience it.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
We have limited time
yeah, so you know what?
To run.
As
yes.
regard to family value, I believe the owner of the family, the father of Colin, the Almighty God, has hello?
Go,
yes,
ahead,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. We have already given out the principle and presented it as the best love letter to mankind, which is the Bible.
Okay.
Every other book is even from the Bible. The devil knows the Bible. The Muslim know the Bible. All of us know about the Bible. If you know God, you know about the Bible. Bible means the word of God. However, Jesus Christ giving us this question, he said that morally, first and foremost, because Jesus Christ came into this world with moral power.
Okay.
And then he removed us with that moral power to them that I Christ Jesus. Then secondly, economically, that is to possess the earth. And to take absolute control by the earth as regards to using the material things. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
You know, yeah, we're listening to you. But we want
okay,
to know,
then,
do you
politically,
think...
Politically, you have to be there. Then socially, using your soul to join with others in regard to what you have been brought up with. Then that will enhance everything to bring forth fruit.
All right.
Okay,
point
thank
made.
You. We have Lulu on the line. And Lulu is calling from VI. We're asking the question today, should family values be strict or flexible?
Hello, Lulu's gone. Hello, good morning. All right, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Collins.
Hello.
Good morning. Well, good morning, my brother. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Cardinal. I'm calling you from a satellite town. When I don't finish my credit, what do I do now?
Sorry, apologies.
Apologies.
No problem. You see, the issue about family values, okay? There will always have to be a balance, you know, from what your family has given you and what the society will give you. Because definitely what you are bringing from your family is not what you're going to see when you go into the society. Let me give you an example with my very self, okay? In my family, we are known to be very gentle and, you know, we don't really like making troubles. If you bring trouble to our side, we try to wave it aside, try to avoid, we avoid anything, you know, troubles. You understand? We don't fight, okay? Now, When I came to Lagos, and that thing affected me in the kind of job I want to do after school, looking for a job, looking for office work, you know, where you can, you know, do some job that will make you look very gentle and gentleman stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but so, along the line, I got this job I am doing now. When I got this job first time, it was with a transport company somewhere in Mazamaza, okay?
Okay.
In the courier section.
Okay.
You know, anybody in the motor park, you are an agboro. And even if somebody is coming for you to attend to them for whatever reason, they believe as long as you are in the motor park, you are an agboro. And they will address you that way. They want to talk to you like they are talking to an agboro. They want to... To the extent, one day I met one guy from my village. He's a senior brother anyway.
Okay.
He asked me, "What are you doing in Lagos? Where are you?" And I said, "I'm here. I'm social place. I'm working in social transport company." He said, "You of all people, I know your family now. If you work for this kind of place now, what happened? How come now this kind of place?" I said, "My brother, that is where I am."
Apologies to the last caller.
And it's a wrap for us right here. It's 11:30 on the clock, and that means Power Solutions is up next. Not to forget, or not to worry, tomorrow is another day for us to continue this conversation on family values, either being flexible or strict. For now, I will be stepping aside. I am Andrea Odubi. Take care.
The hummingbird. And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Take care. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Stay tuned for Power Solutions coming up shortly.